A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out ahead of him in pairs to all the towns and places he himself was to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest. Start off now, but remember, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no purse, no haversack, no sandals. Salute no one on the road. Whatever house you go into, let your first words be, 'Peace to this house.' And if a man of peace lives there, your peace will go and rest on him. If not, it will come back to you. Stay in the same house, taking what food and drink they have to offer, for the laborer deserves his salaries. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you go into a town where they make you welcome, eat what is set before you. Cure those in it who are sick, and say, 'The kingdom of God is very near to you.' But whenever you go into a town and they do not make you welcome, go out into its streets and say, 'We wipe off the very dust of your town that clings to our feet and leave it with you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is very near. I tell you, on that day it will not go as hard with Sodom as with that town." The Gospel of the Lord. We have just had Pope Francis visiting the United States of America. It was a great experience. Everything was on TV from the moment he arrived to the time of his departure. He preached in many different ways. One was by example. He drove in a small Fiat, just room for him and one or two others. No limousine. He preached by his concern for simple people, little children, those with obvious physical and emotional problems, migrants and people of other religions. He obviously listened with compassion. We could see that in his eyes and from the people with whom he chose to speak. We could see when he was bored at some liturgies falling asleep, when he was delighted with children, with families in Philadelphia, when he was moved with sadness and compassion at Ground Zero. All of these things had a profound effect on those of us watching. We got his gospel message. And on one occasion, he threw away his prepared speech and spoke from his heart, obviously with the Holy Spirit. He was animated, speaking with his eyes and with his hands. He spoke to everyone of all religions at the World Trade Center and all nations at the United Nations and U.S. Congress. Pope Francis preached as Jesus instructed his disciples to do. That's all of us. We have to look for occasions, what we call preachable moments. We don't preach to draw attention to ourselves, wanting to get some personal reward or to associate with the rich and famous. That is no way to preach the gospel. If people choose not to listen, that is sad for them, but it should never stop us. Preaching the gospel is not just for us professionals. I was watching the teachers at the school in Harlem who had obviously been preparing children for First Eucharist. They had lit the kids up with excitement, far more powerful to me than those piously carrying candles or processing with folded hands. Today we ask, whose life can I touch with my eyes, my words, my compassion, care, and love? That's what Jesus asks us to do, and that is what Pope Francis did.